and in truth, Lord
Blog
Jesus.
Talk Radio.
Thank you.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
Yeah.
And so it has to be on purpose. So God did these things on purpose.
Thank you.
And we need to be thankful. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, I look at the age that I am, and I said, thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, many didn't make this. You know, we might look at our ways. Many didn't make it to the age that you are. And so we have to learn how to say thankful this morning. Amen. And so that is my thing today, is learning how to say thank you. Amen. So praise God for all of you that are online, all of you on Facebook Live. I thank all of y'all for tuning in. Praise God. Amen. I thank all of you for tuning in today on Facebook Live, all of you on the line today. Thank all of you for tuning in to another Sunday morning. Amen. That God has been good to you and has been good to me. If you're listening to this broadcast, listening to this program this morning, you have to know, amen, you've been blessed this morning because you have ears to hear. You have eyes to see, amen. And I hope you had a mouth and a tongue to speak this morning because you realize that you are blessed just to be able to hear what's going on this morning. So thank all of you this morning, amen. So praise God. This is the time I'm going to ask everybody, if you got a quick prayer request, you got a quick testimony, amen. Something you like to say real quick, amen, just a few minutes for, amen, to give you this opportunity. Is anyone this morning? Got a praise report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got no praise report, Sister Paige? Praise God. Any of y'all got a praise report out there tonight?
I just want to praise God for being alive today.
She just want to praise God for being alive today. Amen. That's a praise. Amen. Thank God for being alive this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, I just thank God myself. Thank God for my family being here today. Thank God for my daughter and my son-in-law. Amen. Amen. They're all here visiting us today, and they came to church today, too. Praise God. Amen. Came to see us and all their busy schedule, but I thank y'all for showing up today. I want to tell you for you coming. It has been special to me. It has been a blessing to me. Just, you say, I'm coming just because I'm thinking about you. Amen. And that's a good thing that somebody's thinking about you. Know you have family that is thinking about you. Amen. So thank y'all for being here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, you know, I guess church this morning might be a little different this morning. Amen. But we're going to give a word out anyway this morning because I thought we might have. Sister Pray, you got a song you want to sing before we get on? Amen. Sing a song. Sing a song. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sing us a song. Amen. Go ahead.
I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good, good, good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good, good, good. I feel love, love, love. I feel love down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel love, love, love. I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel joy, joy, joy.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
My voice is not here this morning.
Amen. I don't know what's going on with my Facebook page this morning. But praise God is going to act up on me. But amen, I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand praise today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, giving God praise, giving God some glory, thanking God, thanking God, thanking God for all of his wonderful works that he done among the children of men. Amen. And that's what I'm thankful of. For God so loved the world,
for you,
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, he didn't leave nobody out. I thank God that he didn't leave nobody out, amen. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
He gave it for the world. That means he didn't leave nobody out. Everybody was included. There's no prejudice or anything in the gospel. Amen. There's no prejudice in God no more, because he died for who? The whole world. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why I'm thankful, amen, that I was included. Amen. You know, even though we say that we are Jews, and we come from the tribe of Israel, but even if not, I'm still included. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank God for that, amen. Today, amen, I want to talk about something. Today I want to talk about redemption today. Redemption, amen. A word that comes from God to talk about redemption, redemption. What did you say redemption mean, hey, sister? Read it again for me. What redemption mean? Amen.
Redemption, the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil.
Amen. Redemption is the action of being saved from evil or sin and whatever.
Error.
And error. Isn't that good? Redemption. Redemption, the action of being saved from evil or error. Amen. And so that is who the Lord is to us. He's our Redeemer, amen. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that redeemed us. In other words, also, he's a purchaser. When you say he redeemed, mean he purchased something or he paid something that he didn't owe. He paid a debt for you. Praise God. I don't know what's happening to my thing this morning, but praise God. He paid a price for you. He paid a price for you. You know, a lot of many times when we think about debt cancellation, when you think about debt cancellation, you think about somebody that paid something that you owed. And this is what we say Jesus did for us. Jesus paid a debt for us that we couldn't pay ourselves, and because we couldn't pay it, he paid it for us, and therefore we was redeemed from the debt that we owed. Whenever you think about redemption, something that you owe, and somebody relieve you of the debt, it lightens your load. You know how you worried about paying the bill, and somebody comes along and pay that bill. It relieves you of the burden of that bill, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, those things are not hanging over you, and you're not worried about it because somebody else took care of it. Isn't that a good thing?
Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
So we had some debt that we owe, because we made the debt ourselves, but the debt that we owe was a debt that somebody else made for us. Adam made the debt for you and I. Amen. He, amen. When y'all get to heaven up there, y'all beat him up. Amen. Praise God. Because he made a debt for us that we didn't owe, amen. He did something that we didn't do, amen. I mean, we didn't eat none of that fruit back then, amen. So it wasn't our fault, amen, that we're in this situation that we're in, amen. It was his fault, amen. So I'm going to blame my daddy for what he did, amen. But thank God that we had a God that sent somebody to pay the price for our sin and his sin, and pay the debt that we couldn't pay, and therefore we've been redeemed. We're free from the debt because God paid that debt. He gave his son upon the cross and paid your debt for you. And so now I don't have to worry about the debt that I owe, because my debt is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a good thing? Amen.
Amen.
So see, a lot of people don't believe in debt cancellation. You know, amen. But this is just what this is, redemption. It's all about a debt cancellation, amen.
Amen.
And Jesus canceled a debt that we owed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go to Psalms 107. Y'all getting a little warm? Put the fan over there, amen. Yeah, Psalms 107, amen. Amen. The Bible talks about, amen. I'm going to let you read it, Sister Pay. We're going to get a couple of scriptures out here. But we want to talk about redemption, because something being paid that you owe, that you don't have to worry about no more. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God I don't have to worry about my debt no more, because God so loved me, he paid my debt for me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Read, Sister Paige. Verse 1.
Well, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And see, the reason I have to be is give thanks to the Lord because this is something that the Lord did and we didn't do on our own, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God gave his only begotten son, it was something he did. It wasn't something that we did. So we're going to give thanks to God for giving his son so what? So he can die in my place so what? I can live in his place, amen. So I don't have to worry about my death anymore. It's because somebody has already died for me. He's already paid the price. So I need to be giving thanks to God for his goodness. Because it wasn't something that he had to do, but it's something that he wanted to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of love that God did what he did for us.
Amen.
It wasn't because someone twisted his arm to do it. You know, it's good when you have somebody to do something for you without you asking them to do it for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, that is when we find things very well taken, when you've done something for me. I didn't ask you to do it, but you did it for me, amen. So the reason you did it out of love for me, amen. And so I can give you thanks and praise because you didn't have to do it, but you did it because you love me. And so everyone who knows God is love, and God did it because of love, and he continues to do things for us because not because he has to, but because he loves us. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to give thanks to God for doing what he did for me. Amen. And so that is what is it. I'm giving thanks for his mercy. His mercy endured forever. When we talk about mercy, it's undeserved favor.
Amen.
Undeserved. You don't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. The world didn't deserve it. I mean, when you got somebody hating you and you're going to lay down your life and die for somebody that hates you, oh, jeez. You better be glad it wasn't me. All y'all be dead. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But thank that God is not like me. God is not like you, because I know you wouldn't have laid down and died for nobody that didn't like you either. Amen.
Amen.
But this is why we say he's mercy. He's merciful because he said it's undeserved. I mean, we didn't do nothing to deserve it, amen. We was against him. We didn't like him. We didn't want to talk to him. We didn't want to spend no time with him. We didn't like God at all, but he still laid down. And while they was beating him and putting him upon the tree, he still said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish I could go to the other side and turn the air on, but it's too late. Praise God, amen. And so God did this for us, not because he had to, but because he wanted to, amen.
Amen.
And then we go to the next verse. It said, his mercy endureth forever. Now, every morning you wake up, it's just mercy. Because a lot of us laid down last night. We wasn't thankful when we laid down. We didn't give God any credit when we laid down last night, amen.
Amen.
Didn't give him no credit when we woke up this morning either. Amen. We didn't say thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever you're doing today, you didn't say thank you. You just thought, well, it just automatic it happened. It just goes on every day, you know. Huh? No thanks at all. You know what I mean? When we got it, you know how people we get to live in so freely, and when somebody has given you something so freely for so long, you take it for granted. Amen.
Amen.
And you always take it for granted until that thing is taken away from you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And when it's taken away from you, all of a sudden you realize that the thing that you had was very important to you, but you don't realize that it was until it was taken away from you.
Amen.
And so what about the freedom, when your freedom is taken from you, when your breath is taken from you? The first thing you call on when you lose your breath, oh, God, oh, Jesus, thank you. you know, because what? You was taken for granted, but now you realize that breath was important to you, amen. Huh?
Amen.
When your life is being taken from you, move the fan over if you like. Amen. When the life has been taken from you, all of a sudden you realize how important your life was. When you see death, when you're facing death sometimes, I don't know if any of y'all had in the death scare. Anybody had in the death scare before? Amen. Praise God. You said when you had the wreck, when you had the wreck, your life was fleeing from you.
And all of a sudden, but all of a sudden, right out of your mouth, real quick, oh, Jesus, oh, God, you said something because you realized, hey, my life could have been taken away from me, but somebody spared my life, amen. Somebody gave me another chance. No, I heard somebody say, well, you know, I OD, you know, that could have been my last time. But it wasn't your last time. He gave you another chance. And so that is why we should always give thanks to God, is because he gave you another chance. It wasn't something that he had to do, but it's something that he desired to do because he's God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't know why this thing is messing up today. Hallelujah. Amen.
He gave you another chance because he desired to save you. And so when we look at the desire to save you, he gave you another chance. So thank God for another chance today, amen. He's just a chance after chance after chance, amen. He's God of a chance after chance after chance. And that's why we say he's my redeemer, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It's because the debt, the price of death could have been paid, but he gave you another chance.
Mm-hmm.
He redeemed you from the evil that it was, amen.
Amen.
And so I come back, amen. So I need to be given thanks because his mercy, unmerited favor always endures forever.
Amen.
I thank God for his favor. You know, I think about the times I could have died, but I didn't, amen. Amen. I think about the times that I was in the wrecks and I didn't know what I was going to make it, but I made it, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was a death scare, but I made it, so I thank God. It was just mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my mind on God at that time because I was probably half drunk or something, amen, trying to have a lot of fun. But I made it, you know. Thank God that I made it.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God that I made it. I don't know what it is. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God that I made it. And so you ought to be giving thanks because it's mercy. Mercy means that I did it even though you don't deserve to have it, but I did it anyway. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
He said, let the redeemed of the Lord, let you say so. I'm going to say I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Amen. Let us say we've been redeemed. In other words, I've been set free from something. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is the thing about it. You've been set free from something. You had something on you, but you've been set free from it. Turn to the book of Romans. Amen. We're going to go with the scripture now. Turn to the book of Romans. Amen. Praise God. Romans 6 and verse 12, amen. Because we think about, we need to say we've been redeemed. So this shows where God redeemed us. That God set me free from something that I owed him. God set me free from things that was in me. And so therefore, I've been bought with a price. Romans, what did I say, 6?
6 and 12.
Romans 6 and 12. Let's read. Now, I'm just going to slow down because we're going to think about I've been redeemed. 6 and 12. Read.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body,
that
ye shall obey it in the lust thereof.
So don't let sin have control over you. And see, the reason you shouldn't let sin have control over you, because what? God has already paid the price for your sin.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, sins don't have no more, shouldn't have no more control over you, because the price of sin has already been paid for.
Amen.
What does it mean? What does it redeem mean again? Hallelujah.
The action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil.
Amen. The action of being saved from sin. All right, read on, sister.
Neither yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto sin,
mm-hmm.
but yield yourselves unto God
mm-hmm.
as those that are alive from the dead, and your members an instrument of righteousness unto God.
Yes.
But sin shall not have dominion over you, but ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
So what are we saying? You see, Jesus came to redeem us from out from under the law.
Amen.
See, it was the law that was the thing that was convicting you. It was the law, one of the things that held the standard against you for what sin is. Amen. But he came to redeem you from it so that you wouldn't have to be judged by it. Amen. Mm-hmm. He delivered you from that. Amen.
Amen.
He delivered you from the law of sin and death. Amen. This is what he means by when he redeemed you. He redeemed you from the law of sin and death. So what? So you can live freely now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not under conviction anymore. Amen. So you're not under punishment anymore. So that you can be free from those things. For the sin that held you captive, you've been delivered from the sin that held you captive. That's what redemption does to you.
Amen.
It sets you free from the thing that holds you down. Mm-hmm. Amen. And a lot of us being held down by a lot of things, but you see, he has redeemed you. He has set you free from it. It means that that thing don't have to hold you down anymore. So you got to realize you got power over sin. Amen.
Amen.
You're doing things that you think that you have to do, but you really don't have to do it. All you have to do is make a decision that that's something you don't want to do. You've been set free from it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sin that held you, the sin that caused you to do what you do, he said, you're not under that bondage anymore. So now if you're doing it, you're not doing it because you have to. You're doing it because you desire to. Sin shall not have dominion over you because you've been redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, amen.
Amen.
The enemy don't have no more power over me.
Right.
You see, when God gave you the Holy Spirit, God gave you the power over those things. God gave you the power to control those things, amen. And that is what I have. I have the power. When God gave you the power of the Holy Ghost, not only did he give you the power of the Holy Ghost, he gave you the power of his word. And his word is supposed to help you overcome your thoughts. Because, you see, it's all in your thoughts. You think that you have to do it. Has anybody ever been there where they thought they had to do it? You know, I used to think I had to drink to have fun. I did it. I drank a lot. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, but it was the thing that was on the inside of me. I didn't feel I could have any fun unless I drank.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find no peace in myself except I drank. When I went to the club seemed that it was dead. But in order for me to enjoy the club that I went to, I had to get a little something on the inside of me, you know. Because that way I felt like I had life on the inside of me then, because it really wasn't me that's really doing it. It was that spirit. it was that spirit that I got down on the inside of me. It stirred me up. And when it stirred me up, I thought because that's what I was doing, amen, I had joy. I felt like I had joy. I felt like I was having fun. And all I was doing is making myself look foolish.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what life was all about. I thought life was all about, you know, just going out having a good time, what we call a good time, drinking and laughing and dancing. And I thought that was what life was all about, but I realized that wasn't what life was all about. You see, there was something I thought life was all about, but my real life is about your thoughts about what you have with God, because it's God that gives you joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. You see, that's where you find your life at. That's where you find completion at. Let me call it completion.
All right.
That's where you find fulfillment at in God. Because all of those things you do trying to have life, there's no fulfillment in it. We know there wasn't no fulfillment in it because you went back the next night for the same thing.
All right.
Huh? You know there wasn't no fulfillment in it because you did it every day. You know there's no fulfillment. You know, the things you do every day trying to find some fulfillment because there's something on the inside of you lacking. You're lacking something on the inside, amen. You're lacking a peace of mind. You're lacking some joy. You're missing something. You don't know what it is that you're missing on the inside, and you just do things. You go here, and you go there, and you do this, and you do that, trying to find the fulfillment and not realize that only God can fulfill your craving and your desires.
Amen.
Amen. Sin can't fulfill your desires because sin didn't create you.
Amen.
You weren't made after the image of sin. You was made after the image of God. Man wasn't made after sin, amen. Man was made after righteousness, and you was created in righteousness. The Bible said we was created in righteousness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because we was created in righteousness, sin cannot fulfill you, no matter how much you do it. No matter how much sex you have, it ain't gonna do it. You can be a nympho. What you call a nympho? You can be a nympho, and you still don't find it. They're looking for something. They're trying to find some fulfillment out of it. They're trying to get something out of it. That's why they continue, and they still don't find no fulfillment, because every day they're back at the same thing. Hallelujah. I say God can satisfy your desires. Amen. Amen. He delivered you from sin. But that's what redemption is all about, so you can find some fulfillment in life. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter how much crack you smoke, you never find fulfillment. My brother-in-law told me you can smoke one and it won't do. And you smoke 1,000 and you still won't find it. The thing that you was looking for in the beginning, you got the first time you did it. 1,000 of them, and you never find those things anymore. No fulfillment. And you walk. They walk all night long. They walk in the street. Do you see them, brother? Walking, they don't have nowhere to go. They're looking for something. They don't know what they're looking for. And not realize all you're looking for is God, amen. Because the thing that fulfills you, only God can fulfill your desires, and you got to seek God so your desires can be met. Because when he created you in his likeness, and the only thing that can satisfy you is something in his likeness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Adam didn't have anything. They said when he created Adam, there was nothing made of God created that was in the likeness of Adam that could fulfill Adam. So God had to create him a woman just like him, because it had to be something just like him in order for him to be fulfilled in that. And so you see, God made you after his image, and the only thing that can fulfill you is God himself, because you are made in his likeness.
Amen.
Only somebody that can come together as one and be united together can become one, so there can be some fulfillment in it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only way you're going to find. Sin won't do it, because that's why he had to redeem you from that thing that was holding you and oppressing you and keeping you from the real joy and the real life of God. Amen. And then he lied to you and told you, you know, you don't need this. You don't need that. You don't have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But only God can bring real fulfillment. That's why he redeemed you. That's why he bought you. Because even when he made you, he created you. The psalmist said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou take knowledge of him? You made him a little lower than the angels, but crowned him with glory and honor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's so concerned about that man that he created in his image.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That he was willing to do anything for him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He saw that person. He saw that man had fallen down from grace. Amen. Has failed. Had the relationship between him and man was broken. He saw that man like this. So he said, my relationship is broken with man. I've got to do something to redeem man back to me so that our relationship can come one again.
Good.
So he had redemption. He had to pay for something, amen.
Good.
He had to buy something. He had to forgive something. He had to give up something. Hallelujah. He had to turn loose something, amen. He had to set you free from something, amen. He had to do all those things just to get you back in relationship with him, because it must be that he desired more to be in relationship with us than we was unto him. He desired more to be in a relationship with us than it was with him, because it was him that did the work. This is why we say, oh, give thanks unto God, because it was God that did the work. It was God that did what was necessary to bring us back to himself. It's not what we did to get back to God, but it was what God did to get us back to him.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's what you call love. That's what you call redeeming, doing what's necessary to deliver you from evil. Amen. Rather than for me to destroy you, I would rather give up something for you so that I don't have to kill you. Oh, what a mighty love that is. What kind of love is that? Amen. Hallelujah. That rather than to destroy you, I would rather give up something that's mine so that I can save you. Amen. That God gave up his only begotten son to redeem us, amen, to redeem us from sin and to redeem us from hell, to bring us back, amen, and into relationship with him again. He gave up all he had to redeem us just to get us back when we was lost.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He loved us first before we ever loved him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
And we take his love for granted, not realizing, amen, that it was some work took place there in order to get us back to where we are, to get us to a place where he don't have to kill us, get us to a place where he don't have to send us to hell. And somebody said, well, God too loving to send you to hell. How do you send yourself? Why do you send yourself? Because he said, I set before you life and death, good and evil. You make a choice of what you want. It's not that I make the choice for you. You make the choice for yourself. I don't send you. You send yourself. Because what? I have redeemed you. I've given you everything necessary where you don't have to go. I give you everything necessary where you don't have to die that death. I've done everything that needs to be done so you can be free. I redeemed you so that you can have liberty and freedom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you can have some freedom, amen.
Yes. Yes.
So you can be relieved of the pressure of thinking about what the end going to be. See, I don't worry about what the end going to be, amen. I don't worry about what's going to happen at the end because I know my Redeemer liveth, amen. I know he has already redeemed me from the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. So he's already paid the price for me, and I accepted Jesus for the price that was paid so I could be redeemed from it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I could be redeemed from that.
Yes, Lord.
I got, that's my escape route, amen. You see, he always said, I make a way of escape, amen. If you want to escape the thing that's coming upon the world, he said, you got to get into Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's what it's all about, to escape.
Yes, yes.
I love you so much that I made a way for you to escape. And even though I'm the judge,
yes. Come on now.
I even made it a way for you to escape my own judgment. Oh, what kind of God is that, amen, that would make a way? He's the judge, but he made a way for you to escape his judgment.
Amen.
I judge you guilty, but I made a way for you to escape the guilty plea.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
You can escape it. You can escape it. That's what redemption is, amen. Making you free from something, amen. Hallelujah. Making you free from worry of it, amen. Worrying about it. You know, see, we wonder why we're in so much oppression and depression today is because we're worried about the things that's coming upon the world today.
I wonder.
Every day you wake up, I wonder. Hallelujah. I wonder. Luke 21, 30-something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this is what it's all about. See, redemption is about the escape, amen. The redemption is about my debt being paid, amen. Hallelujah. That's what redemption is all about, amen. Let's see, Luke 21 and 28, I believe. You might have to go up two or three scriptures above there, because I want to tell you how the worry. I'm trying to get people where you don't worry. You realize that if you accept Jesus, Jesus redeemed you.
Uh-huh.
And if Jesus redeemed you, the things that's coming on the world, you don't have to be worried about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can be free from it. Amen. Go up the scriptures back. Hallelujah. See what it says here.
Man's heart failing them.
Go back up one more then. Man's heart failing them.
25. And there shall be signs in the sun,
uh-huh,
and the moon, and stars.
Talk about the last days, the last time. What's going to be happening in the last time? Amen. We don't.
And upon the earth, distress of nations.
Distress of nations. Are we having some of that now?
Yep.
The nations are in distress. I don't know what is the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Israel over there shooting at the Palestinian shooting at Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Russia over there trying to take over something. Amen. All kind of stuff going on in the world today. Is that right? And not only that, we're killing each other. Kind of violence in the street. We shoot people down in the street. You're getting well now. You're scared to walk down the street, amen, because you don't know who's going to be shooting around the corner, amen.
Right.
Gang violence. Bang, bang, whatever they call gang banging or whatever, bang, banging, whatever. They bang, banging or whatever they do. Praise God. Praise God. But you don't realize, depending on where you live at, you're concerned about that.
Yeah.
People are concerned. They're scared to go out their door. Man, little daughter got shot the other day. A little baby. Somebody at that gang banging.
Yep.
Scared to come out of the house. Concern, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his redemptive power,
amen.
He can free you from that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, you can be free from worried about dying, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about dying. Amen. Praise God, I'm good. And when I go, I'm gone, just gone. Don't y'all be crying and hollering over me.
Amen.
Praise God, you better be crying for yourself.
Amen.
Amen, because my worry is over.
Hallelujah.
You get what I'm trying to say? I thank God for his redemptive power.
Right.
So see, when you got redemptive, when you know what Jesus did for you,
uh-huh.
you see, your mind don't mess with you. Your mind don't condemn you, amen. Your mind don't tell you something evil is going to happen to you. When you got the redemptive mind, knowing what God did for you, your mind is always free of that stuff. You're not weighted down with the things that's going on.
Well, Lord. Hallelujah.
But read on.
The sea and the waves roaring.
Uh-huh.
Men's hearts failed them for fear.
Listen to that, fear. You see, people who've been redeemed from the evil. That's what the redemption means. What again, sister? All right, you better keep a hold of it. I might come back at Jonah.
The action of saved or being saved from sin, error, or evil.
The action of saved or being saved from error or sin, amen. This is what redemption means. The action of saving or being saved from sin. See, this is the actions of God. It's what Jesus did for you, with the action of God so that he could save us and redeem us from sin and what else?
Evil or error.
Evil or error. See, I don't have to worry about that because I know the action has already been taking place.
Amen.
Because, see, it was God's move. When God did, amen, those were the actions that was taking place to redeem you from sin, error, and what else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you see it? So these things that's going on, he has already did the action, enough action for me not to be worried about this. It's already taking place. He's already did it. When he hung on the cross, he said, what? It's finished. It's finished. Everything necessary for you to make it has already been done. So don't set your mind on the things that's coming upon the world, upon the earth, because enough action has already been done, and everything necessary for you to be taken care of. Oh, that gives you peace. You're not worried anymore.
Right.
You're not in frantic anymore over these things. It's because you know something is getting ready to take place in your life.
Amen.
There's some redemption getting ready to take place in these last days.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
Keep reading, sister. Hallelujah.
Men's hearts fell down for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Powers of heaven going to be shaken in the last days, amen. Mm-hmm. You're going to see stars. Meteorites going to be just...
Mm-hmm.
The sun might refuse to shine a few days. There might be some blood in the moon. Mm-hmm. All kind of events going back, amen. But what they call the constellation might get shaken up in the last time, because that's why the fear is going to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
To wake you up, to let you know something is getting ready to take place, amen. That God is getting ready to break the sky, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming after those who don't know him. He's coming after those who refuse to accept his son to be his savior. He's bringing wrath against them. Not against the saints, but he's bringing wrath against those who refuse Jesus.
Amen. My God.
refuse to obey him. Not only obey, you just refuse to accept him as being who he is. Mm-hmm. You didn't realize he was your redeemer. Mm-hmm. He was the one that came to save you. There was nobody else to save you. Mm-hmm. God looked all over the world, tried to find somebody who could redeem man. He looked among the rich men. He looked among the seed of Abraham. He couldn't find nobody. He looked on the seed of Moses. He couldn't find nobody. All over the world, he looked to try to find somebody that would lay down his life to redeem mankind, but there was nobody good enough. Thank God for Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. That he was good enough.
Amen.
And holy enough to lay down his life to redeem us from these things.
Amen.
Read on.
And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
But now they're going to see the Son of Man. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. Isn't that what he said? He was the Son of Man. And now everybody said, well, he ain't coming back, but he said he's coming back.
Amen.
He said, then said, when this starts happening, you're going to see the one that you refuse to serve, the one you refuse to acknowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Son that you said God didn't have. And all those who said that there is no Jesus, amen. There is no Redeemer, amen. But you're going to see him in the end, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All your ungodly deeds and ungodly things you said about him, he's going to show up again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He's coming back. Same Jesus that you saw go up, he's coming back in like manner.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same one you said wasn't the Son of God, he's coming back as the Son of God again. Amen.
Amen.
The same one you rejected when he came and told you, I'm the one, except you believe in me, that's the only way you got to the Father. But everybody else think they can get to the Father some other way except through Jesus. But the same one you rejected as being the way, he's coming back.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
All the evil things you said about him, he coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Your Redeemer coming back, amen. Yeah. To reveal himself just to show you, look what you missed.
Yeah.
Look what you missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
And when these things began to come to pass.
When these things began to come to pass.
Then look up.
Look up.
And lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
For your redemption draweth nigh.
For your redemption Now, what is this redemption that draw nigh when these things start coming to pass? Romans chapter 8. So we got to find out what's drawing nigh, what's coming near, amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. I think it's verse 13. Let me see. Something getting ready to take place here, amen. Hallelujah. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? What is the redemption we waited on? Let me see. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thought what might, let me see, 8:37. Let me see here. Amen. Praise God. I might have to miss the scripture, Sister Beth. Hallelujah. The whole creation groaned and travailed until now.
19, 18.
All right, read on. Read verse 18.
For the unexpectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Well, he said the earliest of the... See, we're waiting on the redemption. He said, now we're waiting on the redemption of our body. That's what we're waiting on, amen. Hallelujah. This is what getting ready to take place here. This is the earnest expectation. This is what we're expecting. Read on. Did you say 8? 18.
I'm on verse 29.
All right, verse 19. Verse 19.
Okay.
Read verse 19.
Okay. But the expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
See, we're waiting for the manifestation. We're waiting for a manifestation. You see, when you look at Luke, that's what he's talking about. Look up for your redemption draweth nigh, because what? There's a manifestation getting ready to take place. Amen. Because what? I'm getting ready to be loose from something. I'm getting ready to be set free from something. Mm-hmm. Well, what am I getting ready to be set free from? I'm getting ready to be set free from this body. I'm being held captive in this body. Mm-hmm. The real you. Mm-hmm. Because this is the flesh, the outward body, it's the veil. But it's holding something captive. And so this last day, we're going to be redeemed from the thing that's holding us captive. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is what's going to take place in the last days. Is that right? Mm-hmm. In the last day, we're going to be caught up with you. We're going to be changed. Mm-hmm. In a moment, in a twinkle of the eye, that's redemption. I'm being set free from something, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm being loose from something, amen. But for what? My body has held me down, but I'm going to be loose from that thing. You know, that's why Jesus said, except I die and go away, what's in me can't come to you.
Amen.
My death is going to bring redemption, and because what's in me is going to come out of me now because it's being set free from something. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. See, the real you that's on the inside of you, the real you that's been born again, you see, is being held captive. And redemption means to be set free.
All right.
Hallelujah. And so he's going to set you free from the thing that's holding you captive. It's your body that's holding you captive. It's your flesh that's holding you captive. But he said, you're going to be liberated.
Amen.
Read on, Sister Payton. I think it answered itself there.
For the creature was made to vanity, not willingly, but by reasoning him who has subject the same in hope.
I said the creature, he's talking about the flesh. The outer you. The outer you was made subject. And because the outer you was made subject, then there has to be something to come along to redeem you from the thing that's holding you or to set you free from the thing.
Okay.
You're going to be set free from the creature. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be the new creature? Don't you want to live in God's presence forever? Amen. You know how we've had people tell you, well, you know, we're going to live right here on earth forever. No, you're not. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. The former earth that was is going to be burned up. It's not going to be like it was the last time. Amen. The last time it was about water. But it was destroyed. Every breath, everything that had breath was destroyed.
Right.
The water overtook it, amen. There was only 8 souls saved that God saw to redeem them from that destruction that came upon them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was only 8 souls got redeemed in that destruction, amen. It was only 8 souls that were set free in it, amen. It was only 8 souls that listened to the word of God, amen. It was only 8 souls decided to build an ark and make themselves ready and prepare them a place for the destruction that was getting ready to come on the world. It was only 8 souls. I hope it be more than 8 souls now getting themselves ready for what's getting ready to take place upon the earth right now. And the only way you can get ready for that is you got to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that you can escape what's coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
That's your only escape that we got.
My God.
Not any other way, but it's the only escape. Because if there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and fire are going to burn up the old and burn up the new and bring forth the new, then if you're not spirit, you're going to be burned in the fire. Because you'll still be flesh. Flesh can't survive in fire. Anybody ever tried it? Hallelujah. Hebrew boys went into the fire, but they escaped the fire because he didn't allow the fire to burn the flesh. Hallelujah. So God's trying to let you know, if you're in me, I can save you in the fire. Come on, amen. While the fire burning, I can save you in the fire, amen. But while I'm doing all of this destruction upon the earth, I can save you in the fire, amen, because I can cause something to happen to you, amen, where the fire won't burn you. Hallelujah. See, that's what redemption is all about. I'm setting you free. I'm making you worthy to escape what's coming.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Lord.
I gave you an example with the Hebrew boys. I gave an example with Abraham. It might not be in the Bible, but it is in a book that is written that used to be the Bible, that Abraham stayed in the fire too. and he refused to burn up. Come on, somebody. I said, God is able. God is able, amen. This is what redemption power is all about, to say that God is able, amen. God is able to do what? Abundant and above all we can ask or think, amen. And so I need some help in this last day because I know what's coming. If you know what's coming and you don't prepare yourself for it, if you get caught up, who fault it is? I see it coming. Hallelujah. Read on, sister.
Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall deliver it from the bonds of corruption.
Come on now.
And to the glorious liberty of the children of God.
What the creature going to be delivered from? He's going to be delivered from the bondage and what? Corruption. Do you realize these bodies here are corrupted? What we going to be doing? Come on, say, I'm going to be delivered from that. That's what the redemption of the blood of Jesus did for me. It delivered me from bondage, amen. Hallelujah. So I can be set free from it, amen. So when I go, it's not going to be attached to me, amen. You see, I want to get rid of from the thing that is attached to me that might hold me down. But, you know, redemption, his blood redeemed me from that, amen.
Amen.
So I can escape the corruption, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, everybody gets sad about what's getting ready to take place. But if you know you've been redeemed, mm-hmm. it's a good thing getting ready to take place on you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, this body of sin that I'm in, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. This tent or this tabernacle that I'm in is going to be dissolved, amen. But when this tent or this tabernacle be dissolved, the Bible says, I have another building that wasn't made by hand. Come on, somebody. I got something coming, you see. In these last days, I'm expecting something because I've been redeemed from corruption, and that is why I'm going to escape, and I'm going to get a new body. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got something new coming. I'm expecting something new. I'm expecting something different. I'm not expecting to be held down to the earth. Amen. Because God wants to lift me up above this thing, not to be a monk, not to be in the midst of it. Amen. Come on. Noah was lifted above the earth in the ark. The water was covering the earth, killing everything on it. But Noah was lifted up above the thing that was being destroyed. Noah was lifted up above the thing that was being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
When the corruption comes and the fire gets to burning, you won't be lifted up above the thing that's taking place here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to be lifted up above that. You're not going to be natural anymore, but you're going to be spiritual.
Hallelujah.
And know what? You can't kill spiritual. You can't shoot a demon. Come on, amen. I'm talking about some spiritual now. You can't kill it with no gun, no knife.
No.
You can't. Come on, can you kill a spirit?
Nope.
A spirit can't die.
Nope.
And so what I mean about being redeemed, I'm going to hurry up. What I mean by being redeemed,
mm-hmm.
is that when I'm changed from natural to spiritual,
mm-hmm.
I've been redeemed from a natural state of being.
Mm-hmm.
to becoming a spiritual state of being.
Mm-hmm.
And when I become that spiritual state of being, you can shoot at me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. Is this real redemption or not? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot at me. Amen. It won't hurt me.
Well,
you can put some fire on me. It won't hurt me. You put me in jail, I walk through the door.
Come on,
somebody. I'm talking about liberty right now, amen. Well, nothing can hold you down, amen. Nothing can stop you, amen. You can't drown me. Praise God. Well, what a liberty that we got coming in Christ Jesus, amen. Well, what a liberty in this redemption, amen, that nothing can hold you back, amen. See, that's why I'm not worried about it. This is assurance here. You don't have no other assurance, no other way. Well, I'm going to live on earth. Well, you better be spirit when you're living on earth. If you're not spirit when you're living on earth, this is why the Bible says you must be born again. Yeah? Since everybody don't know why we say you must be born again, you must be born again because there must be a state. Your state must be changed to A being must be changed to another being. I put it like that, amen. Your state being changed. I'm going to leave this natural to go into something spiritual. Because I realize the only way I can be saved is that I got to become spiritual. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood can't make it. If you go with some blood in you, that means you got some pain. You got some hurt. Huh? Anything got blood in it, got life in it. Huh? Read on, sister. I got to get this.
We know that the whole creation groaned and travailed in pain together until now.
Everything is travailing until now. What are they doing?
Travailing and groaning.
They're travailing and groaning. What? Go read on.
And not only they, but ourselves also.
Uh-huh.
Which have the first fruit of the Spirit.
Well, what do we got? We got the first fruit. Remember, the first fruit of the Spirit. We're travailing. What? To be released. To be set free from. We don't.
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Waiting for the adoption.
Uh-huh.
The redemption of our body.
Well, this is what gets ready to take place. When we talk about we need to look up for our redemption draw now. We get ready to be redeemed from this body. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This old body done got to leaking. Amen. This old body done got to leaning. Amen. This old body getting holes in it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't hold your water sometimes. Your pipes start leaking. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know when these things started. Amen. You know what's getting ready to take place. Amen. You get ready to go to your happy home. Amen. When your teeth start falling out. I don't have very many. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You get what I'm trying to talk about. Amen. When you get what you can't see good, you know, you got to put your glasses on. You put your bifocus on. All that stuff on that. You already know you're getting old. You're getting ready to leave here.
Amen.
You're getting ready to be redeemed in the hand of the Lord. Oh, praise God, praise God. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm getting ready to quit. Is it time? Hallelujah. I'm talking about being redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being redeemed today. 1557, more than likely, 1553. Come on now. I'm talking about being redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I had to go in. Start at 53, I believe. 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 53. Oh, 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
Here's the mystery here when we talk about being redeemed, the redemption. Read on.
We shall not all sleep.
We're not all going to be free.
But we shall be changed.
So we're going to be changed. See, I mean, if you haven't been born again, how are you going to be changed into something and you haven't been born again? Amen.
Okay.
Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you a mystery. We shall not all, we ain't going to all die. And everybody ain't going to die when this thing starts taking place. Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Read on.
In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye.
The last trump means the last message. The last message that's being preached. What is the last message to be preached? The kingdom of God is at hand. Here. A new kingdom is here. When that message starts being preached, look up. Start looking up. If it said the gospel of Jesus being preached, the gospel of the kingdom, when the gospel of the kingdom starts to be preached right there, amen, that's the last message that's to be preached before the end comes. Hallelujah. I believe Matthew 24 and 14, I believe, talks about that gospel that's going to be preached, and then the end going to come. That's the last message. That's the last message to be preached. And our redemption is getting ready to take place. Read on.
For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
The dead going to be raised what?
Incorruptible.
Incorruptible. See, we're corruptible now, amen. Redemption means that I'm going to be set free from something, amen. Come on, we'll be set free from corruption. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm going to be set free from corruption, amen. Hallelujah. By accepting Jesus and the blood of Jesus, you're being set free from corruption, amen. So you can be what? Incorruptible, amen. Read on.
And we shall be changed.
What's going to happen? This is redemption. We're going to be changed. Hallelujah. Is that what you're waiting on? Don't you want to be changed? You see, when you accept Jesus, this is not only a change at the end, but it also can be a change right now in your life. Whatever you're lacking now, right now, that can be a change. You don't have to wait for all of it to take place. Some of the stuff can take place here. You can be changed, amen. Come on. The joy and stuff you're looking for, you can be changed right now, amen. The peace you're looking for right now, the contentment you're looking for, amen. Well, you're not running here and there trying to find something and running after stuff that don't do you no good, don't satisfy, amen. Don't lift you up. Don't give you no knowledge. Don't give you no wisdom. Look, a lot of how much dumb stuff we do that don't give us no wisdom. We don't learn nothing from it. Mm. How many things you've done that you didn't learn nothing from? Anybody been there?
Amen.
I'm going to raise my hand first, amen. How much dumb stuff we did that we didn't learn nothing, didn't get nothing out of it. Hallelujah. In other words, we was doing things just to be doing it, wasn't getting nothing out of it. Mm-hmm. Trying to find something and not really know what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Right now, there are some of us, we need some peace in our life, and we're looking for it, and we do everything trying to find it, but we still come up here empty-handed. Yeah. You're doing something, mm-hmm. and ain't getting nothing out of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They always say you learn more at a funeral than you do going to a party. Mm-hmm. As at a funeral, you do learn something. What do you learn at a funeral? You know that's where you're going to end up at.
Amen.
You learn that much, amen. Uh-huh. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today, amen? And God said if you want to change, you see, we're going to be changed. When you accept Jesus, you become changed. You become redeemed, amen. You become redeemed from the weight that holds you down. What are some of the weights that hold you down? Worry. Hmm? Uncontentment. We can't get content. Trying to find it. Mm-hmm. Like trying to find something to be happy about. Mm-hmm. Buy a new purse. I got a, what's it called? I got a Louis Vuitton. And what's the other one?
Dunbert.
I got a Dune Burks and what else? I got a Coach and what else? Gucci and what else? Y'all know them all. Because you've been out there buying them. You know what you're trying to do? You see, you're trying to find something to make you feel good about yourself. And you're buying things.
Well,
to try to make you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Well. That's why we do it. Isn't that why we do it? Well, why do you want one? Well, you know, I just want one. Yeah, I just want one. Well, why? I don't know. I just want one. Huh? I'm trying to find something to make me feel good about myself. I'm doing things. Hey, you know, we travel. You know, we go places. Mm-hmm. Get on the plane. And when we fly to, or get on the boat, we can say we get on the boat. We get on the boat. We go somewhere. Get there. We get down there to the Bahamas. Amen. We down at the Bahamas. It was good going there, but the real reason you went there because you wanted to see something different to try to make you feel good about yourself or something. Or you like to feel like you did something or you're doing something. It's why we are doing all the time because we try to find some self-satisfying things. Mm-hmm. And we do them. I do them too. Amen. Mm-hmm. Trying to find self-satisfaction. But the real thing that we really need to do is the thing that most of the time we don't do. It's to find the things in Christ that satisfies us more than what any natural thing can do for us. We're always trying to find the natural thing to supply the spiritual want. You know. How many of you know? You know, when your spirit gets low, you start eating. I'm gonna quit. You start eating because there's a hunger. There's a desire for something in you or a craving for something in you, and you're trying to fill it with food to try to satisfy something that is really a spiritual need, but I'm trying to do it with a natural thing. I do it. Amen. You catch me eating a lot, if something I ain't doing right. I ain't praying enough or I ain't reading enough. And then I'm trying to fulfill it with some food. And then if I don't watch it, it might be some drink.
Thank you.
Amen.
Ginger ale. All right, now.
Amen. Some Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Amen. It might be some whiskey. I don't know what it might be, but I'm trying to satisfy something. Amen. I'm just trying to say, this is what the hunger is all about. If you wonder what's wrong with you, it's not enough for one thing. You're not getting enough spirit to take care of the flesh. Or you're trying to give the flesh. You're doing more in the flesh than you are the spirit. And therefore, the flesh can't satisfy the spirit. And that's why I have to do something spiritual. It'll satisfy my natural. See, that's the way God made it. See, that's why nobody can satisfy you but God, because God is spirit. Somebody tried to make him a man, but God said, I'm not a man, I'm a spirit. And I'm the only one that can satisfy you. I'm the only one that can satisfy the flesh. No matter what you do to the flesh, there's no satisfaction comes in it. No matter how much you get it, no matter how much food you put in it, the only thing you do is get fat. Amen. You know what I'm saying. And nothing you do is going to satisfy you, but you keep eating. You keep gorging yourself. Amen. You keep indulging. Even in the world, you get further in the world. You know, the further in the world you get, that means the more unsatisfaction you are. You know, you got a lot of money. You spend a lot of money trying to find satisfaction. And then most time with people with money, they don't find satisfaction. They get crazy with it. And what the man ain't had all the money, all of a sudden he wants to go out and get little girls. Einstein, Eisenhower, somebody. Amen. Weinstein wasn't no different. He had a craving. You notice his craving? His craving, just because he felt like he had power, he had a craving to take power over women. And the more of them he got, the more of them he wanted. No satisfaction in it, amen. He couldn't find it. Nothing natural he did could satisfy that craving. And all he needed was Jesus. Things that you're doing in life, you're craving things, and you need something in your life. And the only real thing you need is Jesus in your life. I had to find that out, amen. My parting days, I had to find out. I was looking for Jesus. I left home at night and went out driving around in my car. Didn't have nowhere to go, just driving. Looking for something. Hadn't found it nowhere. Did the weed thing. Looking for something. Amen. All I got was hungry. After the weed, the only thing did made me hungry when I got through. Amen. I ate up the whole house, burned up the house. Come home high, leave the stove on with the hot dog boiling up there, trying because I was hungry. Could have burned up the house. Looking for something. Amen. Amen. Y'all ain't been there? Huh? You ain't did the weed? Oh, okay. Praise God. You did the looking thing then, huh?
No, I'm doing it.
Oh, you ain't do none of it?
No, I went out.
What?
Just went out.
Just went out? Okay, all right then. She didn't get off in all that other stuff, amen. But we got off in that other stuff, amen. Drinking, trying to find it. Trying to find a peace. Trying to find a why I'm here.
Yeah.
Why was you born? Why am I living? You ask those questions sometimes. Lord, why am I here? And then if you don't know God, you're always asking that question. You're out there looking for a purpose and looking for a reason that you was born. You're saying to yourself, why am I here?
Come on. Come on.
When you're in your search.
Mm-hmm. All right.
God give you purpose of life. You don't even have purpose if you don't have God. Because he created you with a purpose.
Right, right.
And anytime you're not doing what you was created to do, it means it's abuse. A lot of us, we are abusing ourselves because we're not doing what we was created to do.
All right.
You ever try to use a mixer and so we got the stiff dough, and you try to use a blender trying to mix up some stiff dough? What happens to it? It burns up, don't it? Because that dough too stiff. That little motor won't turn that blade in that dough. Oh, it might whip up an egg. It might be made to beat some egg, but it wasn't made to beat no dough. You get what I'm trying to say? So if I'm using a mixer, a blender that was made to blend, mix up an egg, if I'm using that trying to do some dough, what's going to happen to it? It's going to burn up. I'm trying to say if you're using your life in a way that God didn't mean for you to use it,
mm-hmm.
it's abuse.
Well,
is there somebody online today? You know, you need to be redeemed. You caught up in some stuff, and you need to be released from it. You caught up in sex, amen. You caught up in drugs. You caught up in alcohol. You caught up in doing things of the flesh. You need to be redeemed from that. Jesus Christ died so you could be redeemed from that. You need to say so now. If you're online, you need to let it be known now. Put your hand up to say, I need to be redeemed. I need to be redeemed. Hallelujah. I need to be set free today. And if that's you that need to be set free, you need to raise your hand. You need to acknowledge that, Lord, I need to be free today. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm in bondage, Lord. And I know, Lord, only you can deliver me. You are my redeemer. And I'm acknowledging today, Lord, you are my redeemer. I'm going to say it with my mouth, and I'm going to believe it with my heart, that, Lord, that you have redeemed me from the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
I'm no more in the hand of the enemy. I'm no more in the hand of sin. Lord, I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me, Lord, but create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit in me. Lord, I need to be renewed. I need to be restored today. Lord, you are my redeemer, Lord. Redeem me from these drugs. Redeem me from this alcohol. Redeem me, Lord, from these cigarettes, oh, Lord. Redeem me from the tobacco, Lord. Redeem me, amen, from the marijuana, Lord, that I'm smoking, that I think that I got to have it, oh, Lord. But redeem me from it, oh, Lord. And anything, Lord, that has control over my life, redeem me from it right now. For you have already shed your blood. You always paid the price so that I could be free. And I thank you for the liberty that I have in Jesus Christ today. I say amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. Amen. If that was you prayed that prayer, let us know. Send us a word to let us know. You prayed that prayer, let us know you need to be redeemed. Jesus is your redeemer. And he can redeem you from whatever ails you or whatever has you in bondage. Amen. If you'd like to donate anything to this ministry, you can send it to Care Church Inc. We own Cash App and PayPal. Amen. PayPal. CareChurchInc@gmail.com. You can send a donation. We appreciate anything you give or like to give. Amen. Give from your heart. And God will bless you for what you give from your heart. I'm not going to beg. I'm not begging for anything, but send it to the ministry if God lays it on your heart. And y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For all of you online today, amen. For all of you online today, praise God. We want to give you an opportunity. Amen. Amen. To have a testimony prayer request. Is there someone today?
Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Give honor to God, my head of my life, Pastor Page, the general, all those in attendance. That was a good word today, Pastor Page. I just want to ask you, when you was looking for something and you was on that weed, was you looking for your keys in your hand? Were you looking for your keys and they was in your hand the whole time?
Amen.
Well, bless you, Lord. We always be looking for everybody to smoke weed, looking for my keys, and they in my hand. And so, thank God that I found Jesus. Amen. Good word on today.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else, amen, online today? Amen. Anyone else online today?
Amen, Pastor. Good word today, Pastor. Praise God.
Amen. Pastor, Brother Prevost? Amen.
Yes, sir.
There's the Prevost. He's going to be on tonight, 5 o'clock, 516-666-9967. Hey, what's the topic tonight?
I ain't got the topic yet, Pastor. The Lord ain't gave it to me.
He said, you don't have a topic tonight. If you got a topic you'd like to discuss, amen, maybe he'll discuss that topic with you. Whatever you've been trying to get together, want a topic on today, amen. Anyone else, amen? Praise God. Anybody here in the church today? Anybody here got something what to say? I didn't turn the air on. I didn't go in the back room. Praise God. Anyone else? No one got anything to say today? Praise God. Go ahead, Brother Tommy.
First, good night, Pastor, First Lady, all the same. It's good to be in the hospital.
Line muted.
At school and in the hospital.
Amen.
Something happened April the 13th. I missed a few Sundays.
Yes.
I have a prayer. Go ahead and please.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Tommy, good to see Brother Tommy. Amen. Amen. Brother Tommy said something happened. Amen. But Brother Tommy, he said he ain't going to let that keep him down. Amen.
Amen. Glad to see
we
Brother
fall
Tommy
down,
back.
We get back up again. Amen. We mess up, but we get right back up again. Amen. Praise God. And it's good to have a friend that stick closer than a brother. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Jesus will be your friend. Amen. When you mess up, he's still your friend. Amen. I'm glad he don't turn his back on me because I messed up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glad he don't send me to hell every time I messed up. He gives me a chance to repent and get it right. Amen. That's what a real friend does. Amen. We don't keep fighting with each other, be mad with each other all the time over something that happened 10 years ago. But we got people still fighting over something that happened 30 years ago. He took my mama lamp shade.
Landlord.
And some sisters, they've been talking for 30 years over a lamp shade.
Well.
Hey, man. Everybody laughing. You laughing, but that's for real. Yes. I didn't get my daddy watch. And they still angry over them. I watched. And it told him run no more. Amen. So it's good to have a friend that whenever you mess up, you come say, I messed up, Daddy. And he forgives you. Isn't it good to have a father like that? We have a father in heaven like that. So when you mess up, don't run from him. I don't know why people always leave church when they mess up. Run to him. My mom used to whip me, and I learned how not to get beat real bad. Come here, Brother Tom.
If you don't want to get your mama to whip you, beat you real bad, hang to a pole. She can't swing. And the strap can't go out. Because if you step back, every time she pops you, it hurts.
Sure.
But you get closer to it, she can hit herself a lot of times, trying to hit you. So I just like to get close to my mama when she's going to whip me. I get real close to her. Just a big old hole with them big old legs of her. Behold it, she couldn't hit nothing more. She just be trying to hit and be missing. And that's how you get the last whipping.
Well.
Huh? And so what I'm trying to say, when you mess up with God, we'll only catch his legs.
Line unmuted.
And he can't do nothing but, you know, he can't. But if you set off on him, boy, that whip hurts when you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to do, God, from now on. When we mess up, oh, Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Come on, I'm going to get close to you. Lord, put me close to you. Let me draw near to you so that whatever he do to you won't hurt so bad. Amen. How do anybody else before we go? Amen. Don't forget about today. Amen. Let's see. Announcements. Minister Ray, on Monday through Friday, 8:30 Central, 6:30 Pacific. Amen. Monday through Friday. Access code 120-11069 pound. On Saturday, talk show. What do you think about it? Is that the name of it?
How you feel about it?
How you feel about it, not think about it. How you feel about it, amen. Don't forget about it, amen. We're on Monday through Friday. Access code 319-2020, pound. At 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock California Pacific, 10 o'clock Central. Monday through Friday, we have what's called the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Monday through Friday. Join us whenever you have opportunity. To make sure you join us. And amen, let's see what else. Did I miss anything? Amen.
The thought of the earth.
The thought of the earth. Amen. Fridays at 5 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Pacific. Amen. Sister Alexandra, thought of the earth. Same area code, 786-7473, pound. Amen. Did I miss anybody today? I think that's it. Amen. Father God, let's lift our hands. Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, for uplifting us. We thank you for being a keeper to us, Lord. We thank you for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy, Lord, that we can be free. And Father God, thank you for your son that died upon the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that you gave us to lead and guide us to all truth and righteousness. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth now and forevermore. As we dismiss from the line and from this church, but never from your presence, glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Just let everybody say amen. Amen. We'll see y'all next week, next same time. God bless y'all. Amen. Forgot about my family. I didn't know it was going to get this warm in here, y'all. I'm sorry. I guess I could have went close to
Your days are asleep.
Yeah.